96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Click, KFC, the Ministry of Aquaculture and Marine Resources, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop or calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me less a go and do me thing now.
This is a Friday, July 21st edition of Talking Heads. It's on. I'm popping your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Friday, everybody. It is a Friday. Freaky Friday. Yes, indeed. The weekend is finally here. No doubt. You worked hard for it. And like I say, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. Find that happy medium. Well, the happy medium starts today. Hopefully you got everything out of the way that you got out of the way. You know what I mean? So you can get into your weekend properly and love yourself. We're going to open up the phone lines. We got lots to talk about. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 here in New Providence. Grand Bahama, Abaco, anywhere of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. That's toll-free, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Little FYI for you. Like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And today's no different. All right, got to remind you, Click, celebrating 50 years, is proud to be 50, so the Bear of the Bahamas has decided to give you a chance to win big this summer. Five 1,000 cash prize winners every week starting June 30th. You can enter to win $1,000 at participating liquor stores and bars. Just purchase a three-pack of Click. Write your name, number, and email address on the back of your receipt to enter to win. Keep on listening out because, you know, five big winners are going to walk off with $1,000 each. John's is the authorized distributor for Chef Work Chef. We're the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's is also now carrying a chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary. And those are chef tools that's obviously going to make every chef better. All of this available for you at John's Care, Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And don't forget, sometimes you just got to say bucket. In the Bahamas, you know, you must bucket together this summer with KFC. Grab a bucket of delicious KFC fried chicken and kick back with friends and family. Whether it's original, spicy, or barbecue, KFC has the flavors you crave. Remember, Bahamas, when you bucket, he buckets. She buckets. We bucket together. All right? Make sure you don't go through the summer without checking this off your bucket list. KFC, it's finger-licking good. So be sure to get, you know, get your finger-licking on this weekend. Nothing goes better with the beach than some KFC. Especially that original. All right. Now we got that out of the way. Let me hit you up with your trivia. Doubling it up today. Double Joker's Wild Party Passes, double Dunkin' coupons, double Naughty Johnny's. All right? And you ready to go. All right. Well, you're texting from early. You Naughty, before you start your show, tell people on the radio you do work for no one. If it's good for Obi, it's good for you. I'm making a t-shirt. Yeah, let's make a t-shirt with that on it, man. Let's make some money, man. Let's make that cheddar. Make that cheddar. All right. Here's what you're working with trivia-wise. I got some good ones for you today, boy. Mm-mm. Recent survey of 100 behavior professionals between the ages of 21 and 52. The survey reveals that 57% said they struggle with this every day before they go to work. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the news and the top of the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you work on that, you're going to get to the first break, flip side of the break. We're going to get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? I brought to you, of course, by Fine Thread, AG Blast EU. As sure as Bahamas will stand up to the big boys. But I'm glad you're talking, Mr. AG. We haven't heard from you in a while. So I'm glad you're talking. Let's see what you're saying. And then, of course, we'll get into the buzz by John Shoes. All right, we'll check out the Global Warming by KFC Nassau. And then we'll get into the second portion of the show, second break. And on the flip side of that, we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break and get you ready for the news in the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, I'm looking at all these answers so far. None right. Good ones, but none correct. Let's get to that first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll be back at you with the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? I'll brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. As the Friday, July 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, BE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday, July 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. Let's get up into the headliners. Who are some making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. AG Blast EU assures Bahamas will stand up to the big boys. That's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. That's the main headline. Straight by Jared Hicks. Picking up with the Prime Minister left off on hard-hitting address at a high-level forum in Brussels earlier this week, Attorney General Ryan Pinder, while speaking in the Senate yesterday, decried the indiscriminate and unfair practices of the EU, European Union, and its technical agencies against small island developing states like the Bahamas, and declared that the Bahamas will soon be off the EU's blacklist. But Pinder warned that the way powerful industrialized nations move the goalposts, the Bahamas could be required to meet even more stringent requirements. We will get off this blacklist, Madam President. We have a new piece of legislation, a redraft of the Commercial Enterprise Act that deals with economic substances that we will find in this place next week, and we will look to debate, which will address all the deficiencies of the prior legislation, but will also address what has evolved into best practices in economic substance reporting. We will have a new and functional portal up and running by September for the first reporting on an economic substance basis, Madam President. We will be in a position to demonstrate to the European Union, OECD, and others. All right. Let's see. That was good talk, but can we walk the walk? Bell pledges to address immigration matters in the House, but hold on, Mr. Bell. What about addressing the nation? Don't run into the House where you have some shields to hide behind and some protection to hide behind with which you can and can't say in the House. We need you to talk in public. How about a press conference and put this to rest once and for all? So there's no dangling participles, there's no stones left unturned. You know? That the nation, I mean, it's great you're talking to the House, but we don't have to wait until you go back to the House next Wednesday. What about today? What's going to go on between now and next Wednesday? Will there be more to talk about, less to talk about? Really? Why put off for next Wednesday in the House what you can do today, Mr. Bell? But I digress. It is crazy. Minister of Immigration mums the word until Wednesday. And very flippant. It comes off very flippant. That might not be your intention, Mr. Bell, but that's how it's taken. You know? And you can't be chiming off and being strong and wrong or big and bold and saying, well, yeah, I might have exhibited unorthodox practices, but there is no but. This is way off the reservation, sir. This is not best practice here. And the fact that it seems Mr. Bell is above reproach is the thing with me. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, Davis is wasting his breath with that speech to the EU. You really think they don't know what this country is still, or this country is still a tax haven? Without income and corporate taxes, your jurisdiction will remain blacklisted. Naughty, do you really think the European Union doesn't realize this country's still burning bunker C, although they go around the world talking about renewable energy and climate change? Another one, Naughty, the PM saying one thing but doing the complete opposite. Caller, I see you. I get to you in a second. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir. Naughty, Mr. Yankee himself.
What's going on, my brother? What you got for me today?
The same as yesterday is only to be more intense in terms of the resignation of Keith Bell. You need to go like now. Listen, you know, it's just amazing that persons think that they elect themselves to parliament. You were elected by the people. Your first job is to explain to the Bahamian people how you arrived at those things that you did and whose authority did you to do an act on, because it certainly wasn't in the best interest of the Bahamian people. And so to wait till you go to Parliament,
why can't we get that conversation today? Why can't we get
it? By members of the public. How else they could have gotten there?
Can we get a press release, a real, you know, even if it's a couple of lines, just addressing the situation? Something?
He's making a mockery of himself and subsequently the Westminster system, because it's nonsense. Total nonsense. Like I said, as far as I can say, he should be tried for treason. It's a crime against the state. And I maintain that. I will not back off from that.
I know you're passionate about this one for sure.
I would challenge anyone to challenge me on it from a constitutional perspective or otherwise. He should be tried for treason.
All right, Carla. Well, I think, you know, it's 2023. I don't think we're going to get that one right there. But, I mean, obviously for other infractions, he should be called on or made to resign for sure.
And I trust that the Prime Minister is listening, because he needs to deal with the situation before it gets any worse.
Now, does that happen? Have we seen him really deal with anything? And exhibit any kind of decisiveness?
Yeah, and travel all over the world at the expense of him and people and not paying attention to detail. Is this cabinet? He has a responsibility to the Bahamian people.
The tail is wagging the dog, I'm telling you.
Anyhow, my brother, you enjoy your weekend. I'll try to do my best.
Be safe, man. Always good to hear from you, man. Let's check out the other caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello? Call back, since you're short on patience. Let me check a couple of these other texts. Naughty, that text is wrong, because Brave is never in time to have anything to say. Wow. Naughty, great show as usual. I agree with some of the other texts. What's going on in the House of Assembly? They're carrying on like they're in Camp Road. And also, could Bell give legal status to someone in the barbershop getting a boozy skin fade, or one of these Latina gals in the strip club? Oh, God. He seems to be going everywhere to give out. Boy, I tell you, y'all really pushing this to a new level now. Say, Naughty, you can't do nothing with Bell. He don't play. You can't touch Bell. I don't want to touch Bell. I just want Bell to do better. Say something, though. Please. All right, none of your answers are right. Some of them are really good, but none of them are right. So, keep on trying. Let me check out some of these other headlines. Police say three men shot, another murdered in separate shootings. So shootings are up, crime is up. They'll say segments of crime are down, but every day we're reading about another murder, another shooting. Where are we? A man was murdered during a shooting off Market Street yesterday that left another man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. This according to police. An hour after that shooting, police said two men were also shot in the area of Quarry Mission Road. The first shooting happened after 3 p.m. Police said two men were talking on Dean's Alley off Market Street when a white Japanese car drove near them. One of the men in the car exited and began shooting at the men. One of the victims was shot in the upper torso, back, and right arm and survived. Police said he was in hospital and last listed in stable condition. The other victim was pronounced dead on arrival at the Princess Margaret Hospital. At 4:15 p.m., two men were standing in the street in the area of Quarry Mission Road, were approached by the occupants of a champagne Nissan. The occupants began shooting at them, hitting them in the legs. The victims were taken to the hospital and were last listed in stable condition. So much for conflict resolution. So much for curbing the gun crimes. So much for all of that. It's crazy. Check the text lines. Naughty, every day we have two murders in New Providence, an extension of Iraq. Boy, yeah, but we like Barack or Barack. And not as in Obama either. Because I can't say Chirac is Chirac. Chicago is Chirac. We'll figure it out. Let me check some more texts. Naughty, why is Bell still here? Why is he still even in public office? He should be gone. Naughty, where is the PM? The so-called leader is nowhere to be found. Isn't he traveling again? And, you know, according to his office, everywhere he goes, he can get money from now. Is he starting to get investment from a lot of the places where he visits? Talk that. I tell you, there was a flight plan, you know, there was a plan to that flight madness. Yeah, he got a plan, all right, a flight plan. Naughty, the European Union is laughing at the so-called tough talk. We all know that certain people in this country must get that $300 million every year for fuel. That's not going to change. You're right. The tail is wagging the dog with this administration. Naughty, don't forget, his summer Brave has got to go to Universal Studios. Jesus, y'all need to stop. y'all feeling it on a Friday, I can see. Yeah, y'all feeling it. Yes. All right. Let's check out some of the other headlines. Christy, Haiti talks, a work in progress. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Former Prime Minister Perry Christie, who recently visited Haiti as a part of CARICOM's Eminent Persons Group, EPG, said Haitian leaders are optimistic that a path to elections can happen. It's a work in progress. It's complex. It's difficult. It has to be understood that we have been invited by CARICOM to assist the Haitian stakeholders toward making decisions that will secure the country and provide a path to elections. Once we're able to do that, then you move into the democratization of Haiti that everyone is waiting for. In the meantime, you have to be very concerned about the violence, the gangs, and the control that they have, the impact that they have, the kidnappings, women who tell harrowing stories of being assaulted. Even though Haiti is going through an incredibly bad situation, they are very optimistic about what will happen. I think at the end of the day, let me get to A5. Hate when that happens, because I always hate misquoting people. I want to, you know, make sure I get the whole quote in. And at the end of the day, continue our meetings as early as tomorrow, where we have Zoom meetings with our stakeholders in Haiti. The EPG is made up of Christie and former Prime Ministers Dr. Kenny Anthony of St. Lucia and Bruce Golding of Jamaica. They visited Haiti from July 12th to the 15th. They met with Haitian officials, stakeholders, support, dialogue on finding a solution. It's a lot of talk there. Now let's see if we can get the ball rolling. I'm just saying. Let's keep it moving. The faster we get Haiti up and running, the better it'll be for the region in certain aspects. Naughty, why do people say we need to help Haiti now? How in the heck we could help Haiti and we can't even pave our own roads? These people's heads are no good. Wow. Y'all are on a roll today. I'm telling you, y'all making me chuckle. And that's hard to do, because it takes a lot to make me laugh. But y'all got me snickering today. I can't lie. Cannot lie. All right. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything. And again, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Dr. Gail Saunders. We lost a legend right there. Real pillar in the community. Real part of Bahamiana. Real cultural icon. You know? Very, very sad to see her go. My thoughts and prayers go out to her family. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Man, listen, you listened to also Assembly the other day with Wobi Rushka, man, leader of the opposition.
With Mr. Pintard?
With Mr. Pintard and the speaker, her response to the whole...
I sort of wanted to be mum's the word. I think they didn't want certain things to be talked about, so they took the hard line and made sure all the rules were invoked and in play to make sure certain things couldn't be talked about. Mr. Pintard getting at the situation with Minister of Immigration Keith Bell.
I think Pintard was onto something. That's why they took every step they can. Even, you know, Obi Rush can be even get up on his feet playing the fool so that they could suspend the house or so they could shut the house down.
That's one thing Pintard credit for. He may have his flaws in certain areas, or some people may have issue with him, but one thing when it comes to holding the holding the administration to task, in the opposition, in the House, he does a good job.
Yeah, in the House of Assembly, he marshed them up. But you know, but that ain't my issue. My issue was with the respect of the speaker. I was mine. This woman is a total disgrace and embarrassment.
Now hold on, caller. Now you know Madam Speaker is a friend of the show. Okay, so
that don't change the fact that
if this was a basketball game and they were refereeing, I would have issue with the calls. I'd have issues with how the fouls were called and how the free throws were distributed.
You know, I mean, she's screaming and come on, man. It's quite obvious that she has no control over the members or over the house. It's quite obvious. And it ain't the fact that she's a woman, because you had women speak at the house before who did a good job controlling the house. But this woman has absolutely no control. Her temperament is
sometimes it appears that both sides aren't really checking for Madam Speaker. They just going to say what they're going to say and keep it moving.
Yeah, but there's ways to deal with that. If you can't call the sergeant at arms or suspend the house, but you don't get up and I used to speak and members and one more time. Come on, man. This ain't on the park, man. But this ain't on the parking with your boys. This ain't on the domino table. If you can't control those, you call the sergeant at arms or you suspend the house. But you don't get up and you join the Quakers. I mean, to me, that's a complete embarrassment. And I was appalled at that, man.
I've heard other people with the same kind of commentary regarding that situation.
And this ain't the first, second, or third time. It's just a man, the woman, just...
It seems like it's status quo. Like, you know, this is how I'm going to run it. And if I have to get a little bit junglish, I will.
You know, and I think she's overcompensating. Again, not saying that she's a female, that she can't do a job. I just think she's just overcompensating for her being a female. There's other ways that you can deal with that. Like I said, call the sergeant arms and have the members move, or name the members, or suspend the house if you can't control it. But you don't join that. You don't put on your clown hat.
Right. There's a certain line where you draw where you cannot cross.
Yeah.
Both ways.
Yeah, but that's all I want to talk about today.
All right, my brother. Always good stuff. Always good hearing from you, man. Have a good weekend, all right?
Take care.
All right, let's check the text lines. Naughty, when will the police commissioner release the findings on the MP for North Abaco? He thinks we can't push this one under the rug. No more room under the rug. It can't be pushed under the rug, not this one. Naughty, what will Bell have to say in the House? He misspoke again on Wednesday. Wednesday, the gas will be wearing off. But if you check any one of those PLP trolls, they will have another story to sing. Well, you're all fired up today. Naughty, are you ready for this August Monday holiday? Yes, I am. Naughty, could the producer play KB's song, Jokey Leaders? You got Jokey Leaders by KB in the back there, Mr. Producer? They believe this lang on a Friday. But if you got it, you want to bust it, you could bust it. Not a problem. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, man?
The GNN.
You're just naughty by nature.
Boy, you knew you're in the middle of the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. What's going on? What you got for me, GNN?
Listen, I called to affirm what that last caller said. See, I don't want to be for the FNM or the PLP, but I call a spade a spade. Pintard was well within his limit, because he had already made a contribution towards what they was talking about. But that last 12 minutes, he threw a dangerous rock at the PLP, and that hit Obi Naya. Obi argued before, but I ain't never see Obi get that mad. And of course, like you say, Obi caused the ghetto and the speaker to come out. You understand? And then she called for silence with the sergeant at arms. The ghetto and the PLP said, "Now come out." Pinta threw a dangerous rock over there. I don't think he was supposed to throw that. And that's what I would pin that was well within his rights with his 12 minutes to do what he wanted to do. So in this instance, I don't give him wrong at all. And one more thing, the Indian people slow naughty. They slow bad, because I hear some other callers on at different stages. I'm like, oh, pin that was on all the pin that. You can't. He talking and speaking to the back. They're so stupid and so slow. Pin that obviously couldn't have been talking to the speaker like that. He was telling that to Obi. He was telling Obi, you don't have the right to say it because the speaker have all the rights in the house. And if he was talking to the speaker, she would have responded to him immediately. I'd probably throw him out. You understand me?
Correct.
That's why she didn't respond. I don't know why they're naming people slow, man. Thanks for taking my call, Naughty.
All right, Jen, and have a good weekend, man. Yeah, man, sometimes the devil is in the details. Sometimes you got to look, you got to read, you got to listen, and you got to take it in before you react. Sometimes they can get you, too. And I'll be honest. We as a people, we like the lie, boy. We like the sensationalized stories and be like, what? You got to be careful. You got to fact check everything. Check the text lines. Naughty, if the PM doesn't deal with Mr. Bell, that same hole is going to sink the entire ship. PM busy traveling. Don't forget he couldn't travel before becoming PM, so now he's doing it. No, I think he could travel before. All right? I think he could have traveled before. Maybe not as much because, you know, he didn't have that budget like that. You know what I mean? In opposition. But now, wow. Wow, wow, we wow. Let's see the world. Naughty, any report on the Jobet issue with the police man incident? The war room can't spend nothing now. They're gone silent. Naughty, good show as always. Thank you. The speaker was so ghetto. She is the worst speaker we've ever had. I mean, she was out of order in her own right. No class whatsoever. How do y'all really feel? Wow. You are killing me with some of these answers, too. No. Nothing. Boy, y'all off, eh? And if y'all got some broad answers, that ain't gonna work. Naughty, do you know which country the PM hasn't been to as of yet? Boy, I don't know. That's a good question. We need to call the OPM. All right, we got to get to this second break. Let me check these other texts real quick. Naughty, the Saudi regime just loaned them $10 million. Naughty, only the Haitians can help Haiti. They need soldiers on the ground to eradicate the gangs. All these talks means nothing to ruthless killers. No, you did not. No, I'm not reading this. The speaker does not look like. I'm not going there. No. Naughty, why the speaker so grumpy? She only getting 4 meets instead of 6, eh? Stop it. Naughty, the speaker's position should be voted for and not appointed. Interesting. No, Naughty, the prime minister doesn't get money from his visits. He borrows money from all his visits. Get it right. Okay, sorry, my apologies. And at what cost to the taxpayers does all of this borrowing money cost us? Naughty, the speaker got a little bit junglist, but that's cool, because it's only a little bit. Yeah, like I always say, everybody ain't junglist, but everybody got a little bit of junglist in them. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what made the 242 go around. Naughty, it's no longer about Keith Bell. Now it's about the prime minister and his runaway cabinet. It's clear he's not in charge. Like I said, the tail is wagging the dog. Naughty, don't try to cover up. I know she's a friend of the show, but she is too ghetto. They need to send that speaker of the house back to her former employment. Naughty, the PM will do nothing about his members. They are all alike. Naughty, good show as always. The speaker was so ghetto, she's the worst we've ever had. You're all fired up today, boy. Naughty, they need to put one KFC in Haiti. It's scientifically impossible to fight around a bucket of KFC. You trying to be funny? But I done fought for KFC before, so don't go there. All right. Mr. Producer, let's get to that second break. Flip side of the break, we'll be back to wrap things up in the first hour. I'll have the answer to your trivia. I'm going to check them now. And we'll get ready for the news at 5, and we'll get into the 5 o'clock hour as the Friday, July 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The Bear of the Bahamas has given you 5,000 more reasons to be proud to be 50. Just purchase a 3-pack of Kalik at participating liquor stores and bars for your chance to be one of our 5 lucky $1,000 winners. Winners will be announced every Friday starting June 9th. Kalik's 5K giveaway to celebrate 50 years of independence is officially on. Just purchase 3 Kalik for your chance to be one of 5 $1,000 winners. Follow Kalik on social media for more details. Kalik, the Bear of the Bahamas. Drink responsibly.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. The fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, PE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' butter pecan crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' butter pecan donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school.
So pick up your copy of the Nassau Guardian's Back to School Supplement, cuz
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassau Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassau Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The Friday, July 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:10 p.m. is the time. And the answer to your trivia was what fragrance to put on, what perfume to wear. But you're always hitting it, man, with the shirts and the shoes and the outfits and the skirts and the blouses and the pantyhose and the hair and all that. But none of y'all said which fragrance to put on, which perfume to put on. Somebody, you know, no. Not deodorant. That don't count as fragrance. Sorry. No. So we'll double it up again on Monday as we come out of the gate to give you motivation and get you into things. All right? Let's get up into the sports today and sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And we got Pearly chiming in.
Radio.
Pearlissimo, what's going on?
Pearly, don't bother Pearlissimo. Don't add nothing to it. Strict Pearl, mate. I don't want people to get confused as to who's on the air. It's Pearly.
It's look, we would change the name up in a heartbeat on this show. If it's got to be Pearlissimo for the week, so be it. We could go like Saturday Night Live. Pearly, Pearlmeister, Pearly Lala, Pearlissimo, Pearly.
I really watch too much old programming, you know. But there we go.
That was one of the best parts of Saturday Night Live. You know it and I know it.
Yeah, it was. It was.
It was one idiot, right? Every week you come up with a different
one. But I can't believe I actually, on Saturdays, sometimes didn't even want to go out until I get to watch that.
Yes, but that's a staple.
Yeah.
Look, when Saturday Night Live is really good, that's what you got to watch before you go out for the club, man.
Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy. Yeah, that was good.
Back in the day, man, they, you know. Especially
Eddie. A lot of people don't know that's where Eddie Murphy got his start.
Mm-hmm. Eddie was one of the original.
Start, but what is...
Now, Jim Carrey got his start in Living Color. And that was another one that was a cult classic.
Yeah.
But Murphy was definitely part of that core crew of Saturday Night Live with Belushi and Aykroyd and all of them.
Stardom, yes.
But yeah, you know, my favorite Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live was Buckley.
Buckley said,
Okimpana in all the wrong places. Okimpana.
Saturday. I know you can get back and very nostalgic and all that stuff, but let's get into sports, please. I'm very anxious.
You're anxious? Listen, at your age, you shouldn't be saying you're anxious in public, all right? That's all I'm trying to say. But anyway,
Boy, I'm going to come back for that one. I usually have one, but anyway, think of something.
Never mind. I ain't even giving them no shine today. No, they ain't even got no blight. Zavius lower school. Zavius school. All right, on this day, July 21st, 1931, the Reno racetrack inaugurated the Daily Double in the United States. 1957, Althea Gibson became the first black woman to win a major U.S. tennis title when she won the Women's National Clay Court Singles Competition. 1968, Arnold Palmer became the first golfer to make $1 million in career earnings after he tied for second place at the PGA Championship. 1998, Chinese gymnast Sang Lan, 17, was paralyzed after a fall while practicing for the women's vault competition at the Goodwill Games in New York. Spinal surgery 4 days later failed to restore sensation below her upper chest. 2006, Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees collected his 2000th career base hit and became the youngest player to reach the 450 home run milestone. Quote of the day, power is not revealed by striking hard or often, but by striking true. Honoré de Balzac. And that comes from fencing. That's a great name, though. Honoré de Balzac. I like it. Honoré de Balzac.
Yeah. The fencer.
Yeah, the fencer.
I was going to say something, but I forget we're on radio.
If you say it in English, it sounds like honor the ball. Anyway, I can't say it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, not really. What's going on with your Yankees, man?
Listen, man, we lost Tony Bennett today, okay? Just let us mourn in peace, okay?
So that means that's the excuse by now why the Yankees may not make the playoffs because Tony Bennett passed?
Yes. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Really?
You can't get me off it.
But the good thing about it is the Yankees didn't lose yesterday.
I know, but Pearly, we don't look bueno.
But you didn't play either.
We don't look bueno, Pearly. You know,
they look bad. I mean, I had predicted at the beginning of the season the Dodger Yankee World Series. I don't say I just can get the tickets, carry your butt up there, sit next to you, and ride you like, and they just ride you and growl you and tease you as bad as the Dodgers are gonna beat the Yankees. Yeah. Now this, you know, happened on both fronts, but still more or less.
Now Trevino, the catcher, is out for the season. Judge is set for batting practice. A big whoops, batting practice. How about you get your behind back in the lineup?
No, but he was running the bases the other day, testing the toe, so he's getting close. Toe injuries are really, really strange injuries, you know. They
get
worse, especially if it's your big toe.
And they're already talking about
balance and everything.
They're already talking about who the Yankees manager can be in 2024.
Yeah, but you can't blame him for it. Underachievers. The key is, would you give him to work with?
Yeah.
You know, you look at other teams, they have depth. They got 2 and 3 players coming off the bench who could play. The Yankees ain't got next man up attitude.
They finally sent Donaldson into the DL.
Yeah. I saw that. He's gone for the season.
And he may never return.
Ever.
You'll just see him.
But there's some things that the Yankees got to do. You got good starting pitching, but you got no bullpen. And you got no farm system. It's a lot of stuff the Yankees got to do. So it ain't really the manager.
It's only Gleyber Torres swinging the bat right now. Aaron Judge is still injured, and Gerrit Cole is the only reliable pitcher the Yankees got, and they're sinking deeper and deeper in this free fall.
Exactly, Lockie.
And, you know, and instead of being the common presence of the post-Girardi era, Brett Boone is instead eerily become like his predecessor, being short with the media and now being very passive-aggressive. So that means one thing, he's getting tired and weary of that New York media.
Man,
and possibly, he's more importantly, he's lost the team.
You think he's lost the team?
That's what I'm thinking, Pearly. I hate to say it.
He may not lost the team, and the team just ain't performing, and that New York media ain't nothing to play with. They eat you up. They eat you right up. So, I mean, I understand.
But Hal Steinbrenner, who's not really like his father, he already went public and said, look, man, if we miss the playoffs, this could mean asking tough questions in the offseason and about making tough decisions and changes in the offseason. And that could include... He could be also including Brian Cashman in that conversation, even though he has 3 years left on his contract.
Now, that's who I would blame is Cashman, because Cashman has not done enough to give Boone some players to coach.
But
I put more blame on Cashman, on general manager, than anybody else.
Naughty let Pearly, there's a text to Pearly. Naughty let Pearly know the Dodgers aren't going anywhere. The Yankees aren't going anywhere because they're injured. But the Dodgers ain't going nowhere because they suck.
No, see, you can say that all you want, but I right now, people might want to say give the coach from Baltimore or give the coach from Arizona coach of the year, but I would give Dave Roberts coach of the year, considering what Dave Roberts had to go through. You lose. Or every member of your starting lineup pitching has been out hurt. Every member. Your ace from last year has not come back yet, Walker Buehler. Your greatest pitcher, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, Clayton Kershaw, is out. Dustin May, your Bryce Ward is out. Daniel Hudson, your setup man, is out. You've lost. You're hoping now to get Tingham Nelson back, who's been out. Which is five of your top pitchers are out, and you got three rookies starting in the pitching lineup. Your starting shortstop is out. Your third baseman was hurt. Your best utility man has been hurt, and you still in first place. That says a lot about the coaching. The coaching and says a lot about the farm system of the Dodgers.
That does, Pearly. I can't deny that from you. I can't take that from you.
When you say the Dodgers in this, I don't expect much. I don't expect a World Series from the Dodgers yet because of the injuries. But if our players come back, yes, I do. I surely do.
Boy.
I surely do.
The Dodgers can only go up if those players come back.
That's it. Because Buehler may come back next month. Yeah, I don't think he's going to start, but you get him coming out the bench, giving you 2-3 innings. Kershaw comes back with a lot of rest. Ooh. But Daniel Hudson is gone for the season. Dustin May gone for the season. If you get Nelson back, that's a big plus. You don't get Gavin Lux gone for the season. Chris Taylor's now back, come back and really hitting the ball well.
Chris Taylor was impressive.
Chris Taylor's been impressive. I mean, and he was getting struck out with a lot of high fastballs, and they came at him, now they gave him a high fastball, and he put it over the fence for a grand slam. So you know.
It's not all. Look, at some point, the high ball hitters are going to catch up to the high ball, even though the pitchers have an advantage with it. At some point, they're going to catch up to that high ball.
Now, I look at teams like Arizona. Arizona now battling. They're coming down to earth. The Giants, which has a pretty decent team, will come down to earth eventually. The Baltimore Orioles, I don't know. I think they could be for real. They could be for real because they got a great pitching staff, particularly the bullpen. I think Tampa Bay's down to earth. I think Tampa Bay's down to earth. The fact that the Yankees are underachieving, Baltimore could sleep right in and win that division.
You think so?
They can. They have a good team. If their pitching holds up, they can be in the fight.
They're exhibiting some signs of being a solid team, though, Pearly. I can't take that from you.
They have a solid pitching staff.
They seem to be strong. I can't run from that.
They have a strong pitching staff.
They seem to be legit in the sense that they're not going anywhere, and they're not a fluke. They're not a flash in the pan.
They came and they had LA in. They lost 2 out of 3 to LA. Come back and they beat us in the final and come back and win the next game and played really well.
And like I say, they aren't going away. They seem to be a team that's not going anywhere.
They're not going any. In fact, they look to me, they're not going anywhere.
They don't seem to be put off by the moment now. Sometimes you see teams like that, they fade away, and you're like, wow, okay, we saw it. No. Not this bunch. They don't seem to be affected by the moment.
200%.
I could be wrong, but they don't seem to be affected by the moment now. They seem to be there to play ball.
Yeah. They're there to play ball. They're having fun. They're good. But I tell you, their bullpen, if that holds up, their setup man and their closer were all stars this year. But Baptiste, and I can't remember the other guy's name. They were all stars here. They had a really good pitching staff. They have a great. If they get to the bullpen, it's hard to beat them. It's hard to beat them.
But you know, it remains to be seen because there's always something with that Orioles team. There's something pops up over recent years that's caused them to drop back.
Yeah, but I think it was two things. It was a young team. It was a team developing, and now they have a really good manager.
You think that's the key, though?
Yeah.
That he's making a difference?
Yeah. 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 He's really doing a good job. So that's why I say team, and the coach from Arizona is doing a good job, too. But I'm saying those coaches should be looked at as to be looked at for manager of the year. But when you really look at what Dave Roberts has done, it's been phenomenal. Look at the Yankees. You lose your best player, and what happened to the Yankees? They gone from scoring 5 to 6 runs a game to scoring 3.1.
We gone in the toilet. Say what it is, Pearly. We gone in the toilet.
So their scoring per game has cut in half. The Dodgers lose all their pitching staff, and these rookies come in there and they get bombed a couple of times. But they've kept you in the game. Mookie Betts started to cover off the board. Freddie Freeman, where he is. You got a rookie in Outland who's now giving you better numbers than Corey Bellinger gave you in center field last year. So it doesn't look too bad that you let Bellinger go, even though Corey having a good thing in Chicago. But for millions and millions and millions of dollars less, because you're only paying them rookie salary $700,000 a year. Compared to the 15 to 19 million Corey get, you saving money. So now when you see the trade deadline come August 1st, trust me, the Dodgers can make some moves to get a starting pitcher and a bullpen help. And maybe a right hand hitter.
All right.
Well, be loaded on the left and the left side.
Well, Pearly, I got something lined up here right now. I'm getting it to Mr. Producer right now. I want him to have a gander at this, but the Orioles have taken over first place in the AL East. You were saying that they were good, but they're in first place right now. So, Mr. Producer, double check that for me. We got something from Major League Baseball, from MLB Network, and it's just an update on the Baltimore Orioles. And it is the latest from Baltimore with the first place Orioles.
And they're in Tampa Bay tonight.
And if they win some more, they're going to increase that lead. And who would have thought that they were going to catch Tampa Bay? Weeks ago, Tampa Bay had 9 and 8 game leads, respectively, over them and the Yankees.
Naughty, I told you in April, while I watch baseball, I don't worry about what happened April and May.
No, I know.
Teams like that, they come out the gun looking good.
But now this is proven that they're a legit contender.
The dust started to settle.
And they still standing.
The baseball dust starts to settle.
And they still standing, so they must be legit.
Yeah, they're legit, but this is right. The next 4 weeks.
The proof if they sheep or goat.
The next 4 weeks with the 10 sheep or goat, man or champion or contenders or whatever. You know, you can find the next 4 weeks. When we come around by the middle of August, get into the end of August, we can know exactly where we at.
Who's in the race? The latest take on that Baltimore Orioles team that doesn't seem to be getting beaten too much lately. They keep finding a way to win. Don't drop too many games in a row. And have now caught the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League East. Mr. Producer, we got that clip lined up. Let's go check it out. Courtesy of Major League Baseball, here's the latest on the Baltimore Orioles, the red-hot Baltimore Orioles.
You have to love on what the Orioles are pulling off here. Tampa, for the first 2 months, we were talking like the World Series is over. They're going to win every ball game.
Right.
That's why it's a long season. 162 will expose all your weaknesses and all your strengths. So you have to address it. But last night, it was an incredible ball game. Two great starters on the mound, Tyler Glasnow and Kyle Gibson. I want to give them a little love. And then I want to go into the end of the game. There were so many fundamentally sound plays. How about good luck? How about the first inning? 3-1 to Gunnar Henderson. You know a heater's coming. 3-2, you know a heater's coming to the leadoff guy. See you later. Announcing his presence with authority. Adley Rutschman, first AB, 98, middle. Wipeout slider, 92. Let me show you the kitchen sink, Adley. Three pitches. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. This is to the top three in their batting order. Anthony Santander, 84-mile-an-hour breaking ball. He has some of the most electric stuff. When you can get some of the best hitters in the game, run that back for me. Can we pause that when it lands on the dirt? This is a number three hole hitter in the Baltimore Orioles lineup, and you're getting that swing? You're not picking the baseball up. So when Tyler Glasnow, you hear people talk about, he's an ace. If he stays healthy, what he can do on the mound, his stuff, when you get great hitters to look this foolish at the plate, you know your stuff's electric, but also run it. He's got the furthest extension down the mound out of anybody in the game, and we talk about this a lot. The presentation of the ball to the catcher's glove, you see it. It's almost like he's handing it to the guy. You can't tell. So I wanted to go back to 2016. Did he always have this abbreviated windup? He's doing nothing at the plate, but just pause this for me. Can I come out on camera? You see so many people do this like, and we were taught this nice big windup with no one on to create like rhythm and timing synergy down the zone. Steven Strasburg, we'll get back into it. He's the first guy I saw kind of abort that mission. We talk about hitting with a bunch of moving parts, and then you see when guys struggle, they spread out and just use their hands. Tyler Glasnow was a guy who did the generic normal windup. Right. You've seen a lot of these power pitchers almost, David Price did it, go to this abbreviated, like, out of the stretch. I mean, how do you create so much domination remarkable. By lifting your front leg? Let's get back into the tape, because I wanted to go back here. Right? In Pittsburgh, he was there. Watch him on the right. Run it. I mean, he just picks his leg up and goes. And he's getting no swings. So unbelievable what he's been able to do. He mixed it up all night. Like I said, Strasburg, more of the same to Tyler Glasnow when he first came up. How about Kyle Gibson? We talk so much that the Baltimore Orioles are going to need to address their starting pitching at the deadline. And certainly they could use an ace. Every team can use an ace. But can we not sleep on what this crafty veteran has brought to this rotation?
Oh, that's nice.
To go with Tyler Wells, Bradish, Creamer, they've done some nice things. And he had his sweeper. Ben McDonald does a great job of taking inside the mind of the pitcher. He uses his changeup a lot to lefties, but man, that sweeper was nasty last night. Bring this board up, the sweeper stats, 14 for 88 on this thing. He could almost tell you it's coming. And he's got the ability to manipulate it a little more, a little bit more off the plate. Oh, you're fishing? I'm gonna keep going. So pretty good, 48.8% whiff percentage, 17th best, and he had Jose Siri for rush rated. Yeah, slam it.
I tell you, that pitching rotation is legit, you know, Pearly.
The pitching, they have a very good
and
pitching.
Glasnow is nasty. I think he's developing into a nasty one.
He is, but Rich said it. I mean, the MLB said it. They need an ace. They need to make a move at the trade deadline and bring in an ace, a veteran ace, and that I can help them bring some leadership and hold them in that pressure ball coming. Because pressure ball coming. So you need that veteran who you sure about can grind up some innings and give you some and do some stuff. That's what you need.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and they do need they need that guy. But I don't know, can Glasnow step up and be that guy?
He can, but they still need somebody to come in there. Somebody, if I was them, I'd make a move to get Schwarzer from the Mets. I never could pronounce that dude's name.
Schwarzer, yeah.
Yeah, I'd try to get him. I think he's in the Mets. If the Mets go into wholesale sell, I think I would grab him. You grab him, Baltimore, to tell you they could take the East. They could take the American League.
Now, you know who's a name that keeps popping up?
I think they could be the East. Pardon me?
You know who a name that keeps popping up? Is Brady Singer from the Royals.
I've heard it a couple of times. There's another name out of out of Chicago, Galaco, or out of Kansas City. Well, I can't remember that name right now. I'm feeling pretty dumb right
what
now.
What you mean?
See, I guess
it's a Royals pitching. Is a Royals pitching rotation? Royals pitching roster?
I try to remember. It might be. Is it Kansas City?
Well, Kansas City got Granky pitching for them. It may be Granky, it may be Brady Singer.
No, it ain't Granky. Because I've been talking about him with somebody earlier today. I got a friend out of Bimini. We sit down and talk Dodger baseball once or twice a week.
Nick Whitgren?
Why is it beating me the pieces? I can't remember this brother's name right now.
I don't think he plays for the Royals.
That age thing coming there, you know?
Yeah. But like I said, Royals got some arms that might be available, but the big one is Brady Singer. A lot of people talking about Singer.
His name is being talked about a lot.
And the thing about him, he's an innings eater, all right?
And that's what they need. Someone can eat up innings just to get to that bullpen, you know. You get that bullpen, deal ya.
And he's one of them that'll give you, like he went 8 innings against Tampa Bay the other night.
Yeah, they want you get you to the sixth inning, and then they good. They really good after that. The setup man, the closer, probably could be top two, the best in baseball if you want to argue. You can have an argument. You know?
Yeah, and he's got a lot of sinkers and sliders that keep people off balance, you see? So he can get you a lot of innings.
Yeah. So if they get Swayze and there, I think that'll be the icing on the cake for them. That's my prediction.
Mr. Producer, we took the first break yet or no? All right, Let's take the first break now, and then we get you. Oh, we got a caller. Let's get to the caller first, and then we get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, Nutty?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
All is well. Being down here.
What's happening?
Listen, I just was calling the national radio to congratulate Elutra and New Providence for defeating Grand Bahama in basketball at the Bahamas Games. My wife is from Grand Bahama, and we had a little side bet going on. And I just couldn't take it because the last Bahamas games, they had the best player in the tournament. I think his name was Scott Forbes, and that guy gave me nightmares for 20 years. I just got to say, boy, he'll be old now, and he ain't playing.
Yeah, but he was a bad boy back in the day.
Yeah, it would appear that Grand Bahama's come back to the park. And they will no longer henceforth dominate basketball in this country. So congratulations to Lutro, who actually win it. But I watched the games with New Providence and Lutro playing against the Grand Bahama team, and Grand Bahama lost both of them. So I am so happy that they didn't win basketball. Congratulations. Thanks, Nadia. That's all I want.
All right, man. Well, I'm glad you got it off your chest, and I'm glad you feel better about it, man. All right, let's get to the break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break, we'll be back at you right here on the Friday, July 21st edition of Talking Heads. We'll be talking sports. Pearly and I continue the conversation. We'll talk some NFL. We'll talk some rapper, Major League Baseball. We'll talk some NFL. We'll talk some NBA. We'll get you ready for the picks tonight. All right, and get you ready into your sports weekend, because guess who went to training camp this weekend, Pearly? As of today, training camps are open, brother. How about that? You'll figure it out once you come off mute after the break. Pearly, take yourself off mute on the flip side of the break. You got a couple minutes to get off mute. You're muting yourself. Stop muting in public, Pearly. Oh, he dropped. You need to call me back, Pearly. That internet connection, man. Hey, why? You better call me back.
It was me or you? Because all of a sudden I was off.
That round you made, like, that dude upstairs doing fool again in the neighborhood. Anyway, let's go to the break.
I'll let you say it because, see, I don't watch. I mean, I have my I'm watching ESPN right now, my app, and it didn't even drop. So it got to be you.
All right, well, check this out. Somebody said, what about Cole Swider from Atlanta? Ask Pearly about Swider from Atlanta.
Atlanta ain't going to trade him, if that's what you're thinking. Atlanta about to be the best.
No, I think that they're talking about him as far as a starter.
Atlanta, and the thing about Atlanta, he's been performing, Stryker's been performing, and their two best pitchers, Freed and someone hasn't come back yet. Atlanta will have, at the end of the day, probably the best starting lineup in baseball. Yes, I said it. The Dodgers said it, yes. Teddy would love to hear that.
You all find a nugget, but Hayward, though, I ain't gonna tell you where to lie. He hitting the cover off the baseball.
No, he asked me. We're good at
reclamation projects.
Reclamation projects, exactly, yes.
That's good. All right.
The Montgomery, the pitcher out of, Lord of Mercy, out of St. Louis, I think it is.
Yeah.
The Dodgers may end up picking up.
Let's get to the break. This Dodger blue foolishness, it really is extra when the Yankees in last place. I swear to God.
Yeah, I know how you feel, right? But at this time of the year, this is where you get, see, because in another few weeks, we're going to have to split our attention.
Split attention?
I get to
focus on the NFL now, brother. And the NBA in October, you could go ahead and tell me how baseball end up. I know how it could be for the Yankees. Let's go to the break. This guy. Let's go to the break.
Jordan Montgomery from the St. Louis Cardinals, a left-hand pitcher.
I just want to get to the break, Birdie. You're that guy right now. You're that Dodger guy.
I'm going
to
be that guy, yes.
I don't like it. Let's go to the break.
A lot of folks are wondering, what is the Agrarian Awards? It's an award show to celebrate the people who produce the food that feeds the country. So September 16th, we're giving out trophies and money to young farmers, backyard farmers, sheep runners, goat herders, pea pickers, onion planters, basically everyone. But we couldn't fit all that on the invite, so we put Agrarian Awards instead. Go to adobahamas.org to find out how to nominate your favorite agrarian. The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Bahamas Public Parks and Public Beaches Authority invites all private companies and civic organizations to adopt a roundabout. This is your chance to stand out from the crowd. Beautify and enhance our local areas for residents and tourists alike. Just in time for the 50th anniversary of our independence. With this opportunity, you can engage persons on the go, generate media interest, and promote your company. Stand out and celebrate 50. For more information, you can call 242-604-3750.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Down the home stretch, we come on the Friday, July 21st edition of Talking Heads. We got a couple of minutes before we get to the final 10. We got Colin Cowherd taking us home today. Saquon Barkley has removed all things New York Giants off his social media. I think it might be done, Pearly.
Goodbye.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Right here. Listen. I didn't hear you all, man. You know, Stevie Gardner got the fastest time in the world this year.
We talked about that yesterday, brother.
I missed the show yesterday.
I talked about that in the top of the hour, man. We're doing local sports. Yeah, Stevie busts a big hole in the world again.
I telling you, man. Boy.
Fastest time for the year.
Your fastest time, 43.74.
Barring injury, he should have a good go this year.
He should, you know, because, you know,
he's really
good coming off that injury. And so he's back, you know, running. I think we have a lot of athletes doing well this year and track and field. So I think with the World Games, we should put up we should do very, very well and everything.
I think so. Barring injury, we should be solid.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think now that the government, let's look at Andrus. Andrus right now could do with 3 tracks. Luther could do with 3. I say it have to be sure.
Why do you say three? Because of the size of the island?
Pardon me?
Do you say 3 tracks because of the size of the island or 3 tracks because that's how many participants
No, because
they
of
have.
The size of the island.
Yeah, but if you put, see, And I'm not knocking, please forgive, though I want point for Andrus and Lucho because I'm knocking it. When you build the tracks, first of all, there's a cost to maintain them. If they're not being used like that, it don't make sense having 3 tracks if it ain't enough athletes to use them. Maybe 2 tracks, maybe 1 major track, but you got to look at it like that.
Yeah. But, you know,
this 200,000 island nice. Only got 2 tracks.
But, you know, like I said, you know, it would be good because what they've run on now and producing, what they are producing now, you can imagine that they get a good, decent track. You know, all those islands. You see more athletes, you know, producing and coming out well. Anyhow, I'm driving. Let's continue to do well.
All right, my brother. I appreciate you calling and have a great weekend, man.
All right.
All right, Pearly, let's check out the schedule in Major League Baseball because you know we got to get our picks in before we get to the herd. Some good games today, man, and definitely something we could play with the Island Game, theislandgame.com, the sports book.
This weekend, you're going to see a whole different complexion of a lot of divisions this weekend.
All right.
After this weekend.
We got a couple of games. Chicago knocked off St. Louis 4-3 today in the early game. Coming up at 6:40, we got the Padres and the Tigers. The Orioles and the Rays at 6:40 as well. The Rockies and the Marlins at 6:40.
I actually like the Padres over the Tigers.
Okay.
I like the Marlins over the Rockies.
Uh-huh. San Francisco and Washington at 7:05.
Giants.
Royals and Yankees at 7:05. If there's any team that the Yankees get right against, it's the Kansas City Royals.
I'm betting that game.
I ain't touching it either. Reds and the Diamondbacks in Cincinnati. I got to go with Eddie. You know what I mean?
I like Cincinnati tonight too.
I like Cincinnati tonight for sure. The Mets and the Red Sox at 7:10. I like the Red Sox.
Mets done. Stick a fork in them.
Phillies and Guardians.
Oh, but hold on. Singer pitching. Hold on. Back up. Singer pitching. Anyway, stick a fork in them.
Yeah, I like Boston to get that done anyway.
Uh-huh.
You guys take it on Texas. Watch it now. That's a hot one right there.
Gosselin, if Gosselin pitched an extremely good game in his last start, he was a bit solid in the one before that, and Gosselin may be in point. If Gosselin is on point tonight, Dodgers.
White Sox and the Twins. I like the Twins at home.
Twins in first place, the Twins battling, White Sox getting ready to sell, yeah.
A's and Brewers. This is a good matchup right here. Two solid teams.
The A's? The Oakland?
Sorry. The Braves. My bad. The Braves.
Oh, let's get it. Actually, the Braves far better than the Brewers right now. Braves beat them convincingly today.
Pirates and the Angels in L.A.?
That is a toss-up.
I can go with the Angels.
The Babe Ruth pitching tonight. Yeah, Angels.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani doing his thing tonight, man.
Yeah. Babe Ruth 2.0. Babe Ruth 2023 pitching tonight.
Houston Astros and the Oakland A's. I like the Houston Astros to win that one.
Everybody likes Houston Astros to win that one.
Blue Jays over Seattle tonight, too. I like Blue Jays at Seattle. I like the Blue Jays to win that one.
Actually, I like the Mariners at home tonight.
All right. Some good stuff. Well, probably we reached that point. We got to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, Colin Cowherd breaking it all down. Will all you Giants fans listen up? Will Saquon be in the lineup this year? Who knows? Pearly could be out of there. They talking trade now.
If I was the Giants, I would sit down with another team and try to work out a sign and trade or something. Because if you make no sense, you don't have any.
And let me guess, he would look good in aqua and orange in Miami.
No. I'm not particularly coming to L. The only players I would probably take right now in Miami is Dalvin Cook. And or Jacobs. And other than that, we don't need to do anything. We're not desperate.
I think he's better than Dalvin Cook, to tell you the truth, if you could get him.
Oh.
Saquon is better than Cook.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
But like I said, we don't need any of them, but it'll be good to get.
Yeah, that's a good conversation to have next week. Let's see how it goes over the weekend, man. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Dodgers. And we'll talk Monday, man. Good stuff holding it down for everybody, too, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Take your time, gentlemen, ladies.
All right. Have a good weekend. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Rich Eisen, Colin Cowherd taking us home on the flip side of the break. We'll see you Monday for Talking Heads. Have a great weekend.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Chill this summer with the flavor of butter pecan ice cream and the kick of Dunkin' iced coffee. The Dunkin' Butter Pecan Crunch blends frozen coffee with the flavor of butter pecan, topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and crunchy cocoa caramel sprinkles. Join the pecan party with a Dunkin' Butter Pecan Donut filled with butter pecan flavored buttercream, topped with vanilla icing and crunchy sweet butternut topping. Yes, you can butter pecan. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
He could also hold out, and his latest move shows his frustration with the organization. He removed the Giants from all of his social media bios on Thursday. Now, J-Mike, this feels a little late to be doing this right now. This is not something new. We've seen a bunch of star players do this leading into the contract negotiations, but we're past the deadline. Yeah. Negotiations are over. So I don't know if this is a warning, maybe. I know he said he doesn't necessarily want to hold out, but if he has to, that's something that he will do. But I mean, the last big example we saw was Le'Veon Bell holding out to the Steelers, and he sat out a whole year. He did get a deal with the Jets, but he was never the same. He had three seasons of over 1,000 rushing yards with the Steelers, and after that, he never reached above 800 rushing yards after that. So it's...
He's getting bad advice, Alex. Right? This is what you do in, like, March.
Yes.
Not now. And
not
now it does
heading
nothing.
Into training camp.
Yeah, this is, like,
you're
5
hurting your
months
team.
Late.
You're hurting your team by doing this,
but
too.
At this point, I don't know. It's tough. So you're telling him, you if you were advising Saquon, you would say, listen, Saquon, you got to show up.
Yeah, play. But I understand you're trying to protect yourself, get a big contract next season so you don't get injured. Maybe that's the side he's taking. And standing up for the, quote, disrespect that he believes he should be paid more.
So would you have him show up to camp here in the next week?
Yeah. You the player side of things? You're saying hold out?
Yeah. I know they offered him a deal that was decent, and he passed because he wanted a little bit more.
11 to 12 mil a year.
Listen, I get all the arguments. I just, from his point of view, I feel like he got shafted here.
Like, how much more do you think he would have gotten?
I think it's more like the principle, you know? It's like, so we're hunting for Taylor Swift tickets, and
I secured them.
Pretty fun story. The new owner decided to call into one of those parties and bought beers for everybody at the party. Very exciting stuff. Listen, if you're a Washington Commanders fan, you know Daniel Snyder was an abysmal owner, put them in a massive funk for essentially 2 decades. This was one of the great, great franchises. I grew up in Northern Virginia, and everybody loved at the time the Washington Redskins. I mean, I could name all the guys. They would give out the Washington Redskins cards, like the ladies when you cross the street to walk. The crossing guards, geez, I can't even think of them. Crossing guards would hand out Washington Redskins football cards, like, on your way to school. I can name all the 80s Redskins. Dexter Manley, Gary Clark. I won't bore you. Art Monk. Daryl Green's my guy because he's fast. But they've fallen on hard times. The good news is, as the guy stepping in for Colin today in what is a heated, heated city for politics, Washington, I am going to unveil my 90-day plan for the new owner of the Washington Commanders to fix the franchise. You know, when a president steps into office, he's got a 90-day plan. He wows everybody with it in the debates, and then he's going to implement it when he gets in office. So here is my 4-pronged 90-day plan to fix the Washington Commanders. Okay, first up, this is going to hurt, folks, but I think you got to trade Chase Young. The Ohio State defensive end was phenomenal as a rookie. He has had injuries the last 2 years. Okay, I know, hear me out. I know you guys are not going to like this. Trade Chase Young. Here's the problem. That injury, that ACL, was bad, and it was also a patella tendon injury. So bad they had to graft some of the patella from his other tendon in his other knee to put it on the other knee. It was really a gruesome procedure. He has been a shell of himself. Jason, what's the value? Listen. People are going to want to buy Chase Young, okay? He was the defensive rookie of the year, had 7.5 sacks in that awesome season. We know the talent's there. I think, remember, they declined his 5th year. He wants to go out and prove it. I think he shows well early. And as a key factor, they invested a lot on the defensive line. You got Sweat, Allen, and Payne. You don't need another one. Trade Chase Young, the first step. Number two, Riverboat Ron. You had a great run, my guy. 22-27-1 was the record. Listen, you could argue that he did pretty damn good with no quarterback. They tried Carson Wentz. Taylor Heineke was a flash in the pan. Ron Rivera, you've had an amazing run. You took Carolina to a Super Bowl, didn't get the W. But after 3 seasons, new owner wants to put his stamp on the team. Let's let Ron Rivera know, hey, buddy, we know you're not making the playoffs. This is your final year, and we'll kick you upstairs. You can have a nice front office gig. You know football clearly, defensive guy. But Ron Rivera, this will be his final season in Washington. Number three, now's where it gets complicated, okay? I think you've got to make a decision on Sam Howell, the new quarterback, by Halloween. You give him 8 games, and folks, the schedule's manageable, but he's only a 5th-round pick. He's making $870,000, and I'm just going to remind you, anytime a new coach comes in, he wants a new quarterback. You're getting a new coach. Sam Howell, you could be a nice backup in the NFL, but we have seen one game from Sam Howell in his career. Final game against Dallas, and he did well last year. But again, by Halloween, we should know what him and Bienemy have going on. I'll add this, folks. If you're a Washington fan and you're like, Jason, give Howell a chance, that's fine. I get that. Look at this upcoming draft, man. There are some big-time prospects and some potential risers. We know about Caleb Williams. We know about Penix. Just three names, just to file them away. J.J. McCarthy at Michigan. I'm just telling you, this kid is real deal. The scouts love him in the NFL. Jaden McDaniels, we'll see. K.J. Jefferson, Arkansas. There are some quarterbacks in this draft, Washington. You can have your pick of the litter. And finally, the final stat in my 90-day plan for the Washington Commanders is make Dallas the target and beat the Cowboys. They are on top of the division, but they are susceptible. Yes, the defense for Dallas is very, very good, but this is a rivalry we need to ignite. I want to see, yes, this is a bit out of character for me, I want to see some trash talk. We're coming after the Cowboys. Put the target on their back and go after them. That offense is not going to be great, guys. I'm just telling you right now, Washington, your defensive line should be able to handle Dallas in the trenches. Washington can be competitive. They lost 3 of 4, and I do think this is an opportunity for Washington to be like, yo, we're here, new ownership, new franchise, we're back. That's my 90-day plan to fix the, can I say, woebegone Washington Commanders. We need to start this rebuild right now. Ownership steps in, exciting time in Washington. Let's go to Alex Curry with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, J-Mac, it's USA Day, and leading up to the start of the Women's World Cup, the Alex Morgan Statue of Liberty has been seen all over the country. It was at the All-Star Game with us in Seattle, and most recently at the Fox Plaza in New York. This request for a three-peat tonight against Vietnam at 9 Eastern on Fox. Now, J-Mac, we're getting a great blend of superstars that we all know and love from the last two World Cup champion runs, like Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Julie Ertz, but we're also getting this new wave of exciting young talent in this World Cup. So there's a couple names I want you to kind of keep an eye on tonight.
Okay.
All forwards. Sophia Smith. She is the youngest player since Mia Hamm to lead the U.S. women's national team in scoring last season, 11 goals in 17 games. She was the U.S. Soccer Player of the Year in 2022 and the youngest MVP in the National Women's Soccer League this season. Next name, Trinity Rodman. You might say that sounds familiar. The daughter of Dennis Rodman, who is really creating her own path and a name for herself. She won Rookie of the Year in the NWSL and helped Washington Spirit win their first championship. And then finally, Alyssa Thompson. She is the youngest player at 18 years old on the women's national team and the number one pick in this year's draft, now on Angel City. So it's going to be an exciting game tonight, an exciting run to see if they can be the first ever to three-peat. All begins right here.
Yeah, you know, Alex Morgan is in the South Bay. I'm sure you've seen her out and about. Quick story. So we're on the beach one day, just the family and another family. And Alex Morgan's literally like 8 feet from us with her parents.
Yeah.
And I know, I'm a soccer guy, so I notice her. And I'm saying to my kids, hey, that's Alex Morgan. You should get a picture. And they're like shy and embarrassed. And they punted. They were like, what about you, Dad? And I'm like, that's a little weird. Come on. So we did not get it. But apparently she's super friendly. And like, listen, she's a dominant soccer player.
Oh, she and every single woman on that team are incredible. I was a U.S. embedded reporter for their last run in France for the Women's World Cup. And it was just a magical journey being with that team for the entire year leading up to that championship in France. So if they are even a fraction of what they were their last two World Cups, they have an incredible chance to make it a three-peat this year.
I did bet tonight's game. I wrote about them for Fox Sports. But
what'd you bet?
So 6.5 is kind of the line for the Vietnam game. I mean, listen, their first game last year, they won 13-0.
It was crazy.
And I did some research on Vietnam, and it was like, listen, they lost to Spain 9-0 a week ago. Like, this could be a bloodbath.
So you took the over.
I took the over, but it's going up to 7.5, so I feel good about 6.5.
Yeah, you should.
I don't know that I would advise people to bet over 7.5. Like, come on. They could call off the dogs. They did take some heat for the 13-0 win.
Which was ridiculous. You were at the World Cup. This is your, like, the pinnacle of your career, yeah. what you want to get to. If you have that moment to score a goal, yeah. you score that goal.
This isn't like
you keep it going.
The local soccer league no. where you got to keep pass 10 times.
You do not. I think yeah. it's more disrespectful to like go towards the goal and then maybe like pass it back.
Yeah.
No, you score the goal.
Yeah.
This is what you're here to do. This is like your life goal.
Didn't Germany crush Brazil like 7-1 on the men's side? This was like 3 World Cups ago. I felt like Brazil got slaughtered badly. I think you just, get the young girls out there. I think Alyssa Thompson, wasn't she in high school? Like literally.
She's 18 years old.
She was like 6 months ago. Yeah. She was in high school.
She was drafted out of high school.
It's insane.
18 years old. Yeah. Youngest player on the team.
So get those girls some burn. Let's run it up a little bit. You know,
Let's
pour
go.
It on, baby.
Let's go, USA. Yeah. It's going to be.